Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome to the channel, or welcome back. Anyway, the United Kingdom was about to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. A bad deal for the United Kingdom. I got to hand it to the Mauritians. They have outplayed the British government game, set and match. So well done to them. The position that they represent, they've done really well. They've had their propaganda campaign going for a few years. They've enlisted lots of countries in the global south to sign up to their mission, and it seems that they're getting something for nothing. You know, islands they've been paid for twice over, and Mauritius didn't even bother advancing a claim to the Chagos Islands to quite recently. What's in the UK is beyond me. So there's sort of more leftist brownie points or something like that. I mean, no Mauritians live on the Chagos Islands or have lived there for a long time, or didn't in a significant number of them never live there anyway. So is hundreds of miles away from Mauritius, which is an Indian Ocean country, the richest country in the African continent. About half the people are ethnically Indian anyway, Mauritian citizens though. So, and the United Kingdom was gonna pay Mauritius £101 million per annum for the privilege of retaining the base that the UK has had for centuries, staggering on the island of Diego Garcia. So now Sir Keir Starmer said he wants to agree this because it's got strong protections for the United Kingdom and so on. So it's in a strategically important location there in the Indian Ocean, and almost nobody lives there. Now I realize there's an issue of justice to be addressed to do with the Chagossians, the people who were living there for a few generations till they're deported, I think in the, is it the early 70s? Or the late 60s, Harold Wilson, a Labour Prime Minister, was the one who signed a deal with the United States and he forcibly removed the indigenous population. And I really do feel sorry for them. I recognise that they were hard done by. This is first brought to my attention by John Pilger, the late and unlamented Australian extreme left journalist. But not everything he said was bunkum. And I've seen Chagossians protesting in London, and some of them resident of the United Kingdom, even become British citizens. Some of them have gone to live in the Mauritius. And under George W. Bush, a deal was worked out. They hadn't been back in decades to be allowed to go back to a certain island and visit their ancestors' graves. And at the last minute, that was cancelled. And think how cruel that was. There was some sort of security threat. If they go there, transported by the US military, closely supervised the US military, what possible threat could they be to US security when they're being watched like hawks, when they're being searched, that they don't have any surveillance equipment or something like that? It was sick. So we go on. So the net cost of adjusting this for inflation over 99 years is going to be £3.4 billion. For the UK, is going to pay for something it has anyway. It doesn't need to give them. I mean, no other country would behave like this. No other country would give away its sovereign territory for no good reason to Mauritius, which has a flimsy claim at best, which they didn't even bother advancing until several years ago. And as I say, has already been paid for it twice over to pay for them three times. I mean, the idiocy of it is really just beyond belief. And to think that it won't lead to more claims is completely wrong. So Sir Keir Starmer said that the United States government welcomed the deal well. And actually, the Conservatives did consider a deal like this secretly several years ago, didn't go through with it. So the Conservatives lambasting this one is a bit disingenuous, just a bit. Anyway, and as Sir Keir Starmer said, the United Kingdom granting the United States access to these islands was critical to the UK's security relationship with the United States. The USA likes it as an unsinkable aircraft carrier there in the Indian Ocean. Now, the Indians were gratingly moralistic about this, saying, oh, this is colonialism's evil. Colonialism is actually often morally imperative. But anyway, that these islands should be handed to Mauritius. Now, Mauritius has got a very cozy relationship with the People's Republic of China. And it's likely, should I say probable, that the Chinese will get a military base there. And if it is Mauritian sovereign soil, I can't dispute Mauritius's right to do so, to lend that to them, to lease it to them or whatever. And that will seriously enfeeble India's control of its territorial waters, because it's not that far off mainland India. Goodness. So anyway, they won't be able to prevent China setting up any base there. Starmer says Chinese won't. Well, I wouldn't believe that at all. There's going to be a 24-mile buffer zone around Diego Garcia, and nothing can be built without British consent. So they might build it 25 miles away, but they might just break that. The Chinese, they love building artificial islands in the South China Sea and then claiming the territorial waters. So goodness, it's an archipelago. So the Defence Secretary John Healey is going to say something about it in Parliament very soon. So Kemi Badenoch has really come down on that one and saying that the United Kingdom is capitulating. It's disgraceful and it's really stupid as well. The Chagossians are not very happy about it either. But there was some legal injunction just so two Chagossian ladies who were born on that island, Diego Garcia, said they'd like to be able to return. Okay. So Mauritius is able to resettle people because most of the Chagossians went to live in Diego Garcia. They won't necessarily get to go back to Diego Garcia. Now, this deal might not be rented, it might go ahead anyway. They're just delaying it whilst the court considers its legality. It's like judicial review. The claim is that the Mauritian government doesn't treat Chagossians lawfully, and they are British citizens who are not Mauritian citizens, and anyway, that they will be discriminated against there. So we'll see. It's damaging to the UK's reputation, definitely, as lawyers for their side have said. Anyway, so the Chagossian Voices is an advocacy group for Chagossians who deported from their country, said, the deal includes a £40 million support package. Now, the Mauritians could use this to help resettle the Chagossians, or they could not use it and spend it on something else. So, His Majesty's government said that they would look after the best interests of the Chagossian people, and that's been proved to be a lie. Now, they've made representations to the Secretary for Foreign, Commonwealth and International Development Affairs, David Lammy. Now, David Lammy is an anti-imperialist bigot, but he should take up the cause of these people, and they really were victims of injustice. But no, he's not. They're going to be thrown under the bus just for his grandstanding, just because he wants to be prime minister. He thinks it'll be closer to them, closer to be prime minister if he sacrifices them. So in 1965, the Chagos Archipelago was separated from Mauritius. I mean, the United Kingdom somehow considered it administratively part of Mauritius, even though it was hundreds of miles away. Okay, it was really just on paper, and then it was separated. The UK paid £3 million to Mauritius, but that was not a sum to be sneezed at the time. So Mauritius said it was illegally obliged to cede the islands in return for independence. Well, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Just say no. You might get independence anywhere. Everywhere got independence at the time. So in the late 60s, Her Majesty's government invited the Americans to construct the military base on Diego Garcia, and that's when thousands of people were removed. And in 1971, there was an order preventing them from coming back. A lot of them live in Crawley, actually, in Sussex. It's just south of London. So anyway, it's a troubling and dispiriting tale. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye.